Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should keep business and personal funds separate. And this is a two-part series, and we're going to talk about business finances in part one. And then part two, we're going to talk about, you know, how much you should pay yourself and what that might look like for you guys. We'll share some of our experience and what we do, and hopefully it'll help you in making those decisions and stuff. So you want to get us kicked off today, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think really this comes down to, you know, once you're a business, you really have to start looking at your business as a separate entity. Even if you're the only owner, you're 100% owner of your business. And, you know, obviously, depending on where you are in the world, if you're in the United States like we are or in another country, you know, how you're legally defined as a company, you know, may vary. But even if you own 100%, and it's just you, you still want to view your company as a separate entity instead of as you, the person. So like my company, I have an LLC. It's Tim Streifler LLC. There's Tim Streifler, the LLC owner, and then there's Tim Streifler, the individual. You know, I'm essentially an employee of my company. And so I think that's important to kind of make that, you know, distinguish between the two, because once you do that, then some of this stuff will make a lot more sense. And so, you know, viewing your business as a business, I feel like I'm just repeating myself now. But anyway, so when it comes down to it, there's some reasons. And I think the reason why I'm kind of prefacing all of this with what I just said was that was kind of what helped me wrap my head around it, was the business is no longer me. The business is a business and I happen to own it. And so the first reason why you should keep business and personal funds separate is tax purposes. Depending on where you are, it's going to vary again. But in the US, that's highly recommended depending on your structure as a business. And in some cases, it's mandatory. But regardless, it's just smart to do for taxes so that you know exactly how much to pay the government.
The man, got to pay the man. Yeah. Next thing, another reason why you want to keep these things separate is, and I'll share my experience, and I mean, I think Tim is very similar. When you're starting out in WordPress web development, you're building websites for clients, you may just be dumping all of your money into your personal account and stuff. Well, you're going to want write-offs and stuff, which is kind of what we talked about in point one, which is, you know, for tax purposes, not only for paying your taxes, but being able to legally get credit for business items that will run through your business and stuff. And, you know, what having a separate bank account will do is point number two, it's going to easily help you identify what you're spending on business, which is separate, you know, from personal and business. And it just helps you keep track of things. A good CPA or an accountant or a bookkeeper, they're going to be able to help you identify which things you can write off and which things you can't write off. For example, I'm a digital nomad. My wife and I sold our home 3 years ago. We bought an RV. We travel the U.S. And in a traditional house, you can write off a certain portion of your home if you have a home office. Well, that's not the case in an RV, because there is not a space in an RV that we can designate as 100% use of an office. So we don't even get to write it off. So, you know, these are things that you just kind of learn as you go along and stuff. But it's going to, you know, as you're building your business and stuff, it's going to help you greatly to determine what you can and can't do, and having those funds separated so that you can identify these expenditures is really important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And for me, in my experience, when I was, you know, years ago doing web design, you know, part-time, just kind of on the side, I didn't have a separate account because it was just kind of, you know, freelance gigs here and there. I had a full-time job and I wasn't trying to make a living with building WordPress websites. But once I went full-time, the first thing I did was I went and got myself a a separate business account. And to do that, I had to, you know, get an official business license with the city to show that I was a real business. And then when I did that, I, you know, started keeping everything separate so that I could identify what I was spending, what I was making, the tax write-offs, like you were saying, David. And on that note too, like, for example, David and I just got back from WordCamp Orange County, where we both spoke and we got together with a bunch of our friends and colleagues. And, you know, there was meals that I paid for, you know, for myself that were, I considered to be write-offs. They were business meals, you know, getting together with my business colleagues. And so I paid for it with my business funds, and it's a write-off. You know, you can write off, you know, certain percentage of meals that are quote unquote business meals. But if you have your account all in one, well, it's going to be really difficult to see, okay, what, you know, you can't write off just going out to dinner with your wife if your wife's not a part of your company. And so how do you distinguish between the meals that are business related and the ones that aren't if you don't have separate funds? And so kind of to that point, the next point is for forecasting. If you have your business and your personal funds separate, well, then you can easily forecast expenses coming up. You can forecast what you're going to have in your account based off of, you know, your historical data of what you're earning. And so you can plan for certain things, you know, okay, I'm going to be able to afford to hire this person because I have X amount of dollars in my bank account. And historically, I'm making this much money. Obviously, having proper accounting tools comes into play with this as well. But it all starts with having your business and personal funds separate.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about how much you should pay yourself as a web designer. I know this is a question I had, and when you're a solopreneur sometimes, you know, it's like, do I take all of it or do I leave some in? So we're going to dive into that and answer some of those questions tomorrow. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.